Good afternoon, Citigroup. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. Yourself?
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was 2.5 weeks ago. And you got it?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Well, anyways, that offer, it was based on some past financing you guys did with Bank of the West, looks like in 2012.
Okay.
And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just wanted to circle back with you and see, you know, what you guys have upcoming, if you guys need any financing.
No, we do not need any financing.
Oh, no, everything's going pretty good then?
Yes.
Yeah, how are sales this year?
Doing fine.
Oh, yeah, what are you guys tracking?
Doing comparable to last year, which is completely fine for what we do.
Oh, really? Are you guys doing anything different from last year at all?
Nope.
Okay. So do you guys normally have, like, a busy time of the year, or is it kind of like a seasonal?
I guess it's, we stay steady all year round.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it says here you guys do, is it surveying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Are you guys mainly, like, business-to-business or business-to-consumer?
Definitely business to business.
Okay. So is it just basically like surveying the land so that places can build on it?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. What do you guys have, like, typical payment terms that you extend to your customers? Like maybe like a net 30, 60, or 90?
Nope.
Okay, is it just like...
Yeah, we're paid typically at the end of a real estate transaction.
At the end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, upon closing, when the land transfers is when we're paid. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how long does that process normally take? Does it just vary?
Yes, probably 30 to 90 days at the worst.
Oh, okay. So do you guys ever run into cash flows while you're waiting for that deal to close?
No.
Well, that's good.
we got a mate over here, don't we? Huh?
Sounds like it. How long have you been in the industry for?
Going about 11 years now.
Oh, nice. So can you guys are in Illinois?
Indiana.
Oh, I'm sorry, Indiana. Indiana.
Yeah, the same but different, right?
No, very completely different.
Yeah,
are you guys, is there a lot of competition out there?
Not a whole lot, but, mm-hmm. It's not a, every street corner type of business either, so.
Yeah.
A few can cover a lot of territory.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good that you, so do you guys, are you guys growing at all?
Cautiously,
Cautiously.
We follow with the real estate economics, when it's up, we're busy. When it's suffering, we're obviously slower, so.
And so it's up right now, right?
That's right, yeah.
So it's probably, do you, map out trends and think, see it'll be up for, the next few, the next year or so? Or,
yeah.
Do you guys, is the election going to affect it, do you think?
I don't know. Predicting real estate's like predicting gas prices, wouldn't you say? a lot of people say we're riding on some, just really good times. Some people have false sensations. It's hard to believe. A lot of the press and locals and elections and, what's going to happen in the future. So we try not to blow up and grow too fast. We try not to shrink up at the same point. So we try to just kind of keep an even keel, moderate our workload, and just try to kind of keep in a in the middle type zone, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, especially with, the election coming up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are kind of stabilizing, not looking to grow too big.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing what you're saying. So do you guys, for surveying, is there really, a lot of equipment used at all to do that?
Oh, well, sure. Our electronics, the people you see out in the fields and neighborhoods, equipment's very expensive, and the vehicles, of course.
Okay.
A lot of all our stuff's paid off, so we're just kind of riding the good trend right now, paying off the bills, and we're in steadily good shape at the moment,
So is it mainly just electronics and trucks? Or, I mean, and like vehicles?
I would say so, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So did you guys bring on any new equipment this year?
We did.
Oh, okay, what did you guys take on, if you don't mind me asking? If you do, no worries.
Some survey equipment and a vehicle.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So with the survey equipment and vehicle, does that just mean that you can do more projects? Like, what kind of return on investment do you get on that?
Yeah, so we replace some outdated equipment.
Oh, okay, so you're replacing some old stuff. That makes sense.
Spend money on technology, you know, more productive type equipment, better electronics. You know, it's kind of like changing out your cell phone in 10 years, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. So, because it's electronic, and that stuff probably cycles through pretty quickly. So,
four-wheel drive trucks, you know, they wear out. So it's kind of a steady replacement of equipment, vehicles, and electronics keeping up. And, you know, those things just wear out. So.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So could like, a new piece of equipment generate revenue for the business if you could get something?
I suppose it could. we got all the industry gadgets and everything's, I think we're just wrapping up a payment on a vehicle and everything's paid off. So
nice.
Yeah.
So is there anything on your wish list right now?
You know, there's always something, but no.
Not really.
No, try not to make waves. You know, just what you got until something happens, right?
Yeah. What about if we could unlock, like, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, what could you do with it? Like, further marketing, you know, materials, projects?
I go on vacation, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's unsecured cash. You can do whatever you want with it. We just put it in your account.
Uh-huh. That's a typical answer, is it, huh? No, so yeah, we're doing just fine and happy with where we're at. So
okay, do you guys like towards the end of the year? Are you familiar with Section 179 at all?
I may have seen it on something, but not real familiar.
It's probably your accountant
yeah.
knows about this. So basically, it's a way for you to offset your taxes by onboarding a piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So usually it's like, you know, that way you're, instead of paying all those extra taxes, you just get something for your business and it lowers the cost.
Mm-hmm. I get something you guys, like a cruise through the Caribbean at Christmas time.
That does not count.
That don't count?
Piece of equipment.
Oh, man. All right. I mean, if we bought some, we couldn't utilize it this time.
Oh, okay. Well, why is that?
Personnel.
Oh, you just don't have the personnel right now.
Right.
Okay, but if we got you some capital, you would definitely have the personnel. You could hire some more people.
Well, for the next 2 weeks, things are grand. You just never know what's going to happen, right?
So yeah.
With where we've been maintaining, things have been treating us just fine.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Who did you, if you don't mind me asking, finance that the vehicle with?
I just paid cash.
Oh, you guys just paid cash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Do you guys like have a line of credit or anything like that?
No.
Oh no, you guys don't.
No, I think we got a credit card for, you know, lunches and stuff. you know where my heart's at here, right?
Oh wow.
I'll need
okay.
Else, do I?
No. So, do you guys? Who do you guys currently bank with?
Just a local bank.
Okay, just a local bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you don't have even a business loan with them or anything?
Mm-mm, no.
And you've never inquired about getting a line of credit?
Oh, you know, every time they stop by, they ask us about it, but no, we've not.
Oh. And you guys just don't want it?
Correct.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. Okay, so no line of credit. You've been with your bank for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you don't really have any immediate needs right now. But maybe towards the end of the year for 179, since, I mean, you don't know too much about it, but yeah, if you wanted to bring on some equipment to offset the taxes, I would definitely recommend it if the math makes sense, you know.
Yeah, we just purchased a vehicle. That's a pretty good expense for our shop, I'd say.
Yeah, that actually might be able to offset that itself.
Okay.
Do you have maybe like an email address where I could follow up with you, and if anything comes up, we could kind of go ahead and get the ball rolling?
Yeah, sure. You ready?
Yes.
B as in Brian, C as in Chuck, R as in Rick, at S as in Sam, E as in Edward, A as in Adam, Group, LLC.com.
Perfect. So BCR at cgroupllc.com. Okay, perfect. And then, yeah, definitely, like, if you do really want, you know, hire on that personnel, take on additional projects, we can definitely get you that working capital for about 10 to 15% of your growth.
Okay.
I'll probably follow up with you a few times throughout the year to see how business is going and see if anything's changed.
All right, sounds good.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you, Brian. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.